Jeremiah chapter 33, another prison message. Jeremiah chapters 32 and 33 are closely connected. Jeremiah was shut up in prison. In shut up places, God reveals himself in a wonderful way to his saints. God gave Jeremiah a wonderful vision, a revelation of the restoration. In Jeremiah 33, God is giving Jeremiah another revelation. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. The great Creator of all came to Jeremiah and said, "Call unto me, and I will." Jeremiah must have called on him because God gave him another revelation. At that time, it referred to the Babylonian captivity and restoration, but this is only a picture of the greater captivity and restoration at the end time. This will take them clear down to the millennium. All the prophets foretold it. This age was shut up to them. Jeremiah 33 verse 6. God promised healing and cure. Jeremiah, being shut up in the court of the prison, is a type of the remnant of Israel. They will be in trouble, and God will encourage them to call on him to show them great and mighty things. If you are in trouble, so to speak, in a prison, don't complain and murmur, but inquire of God and call on him to show you great and mighty things. Don't try to get out of your troubles, but ask God to reveal to you what blessings he has for you in them. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 9. While Jeremiah was in prison, the city was in trouble, but God said, "It shall be to me a name of joy, praise, and an honor before all the nations of the earth." Jeremiah 33 verse 12. It seems like God repeats himself, but his repetitions are of importance. He shows why he repeats his utterings. He has a purpose for everything. God will do wonders for the land of Israel. Jeremiah 33 verse 14. Behold, the days come when God will fulfill his promises. I like this expression. God will do wonders. Jeremiah 33:15. The branch or sprout of righteousness speaks of the Messiah. The branch is used in a fourfold way. God will fulfill the Davidic covenant. You cannot have the blessing without the blesser. People try to bring it in without avail. Jeremiah 33 verse 16. In the beginning of the millennium, the nations will have a counterfeit peace for a short time. When Christ's righteous rule is established, then the city will be called the Lord our righteousness. Jeremiah 33 verses 17 through 22. In Jeremiah 32, we have a picture of restoration, and in Jeremiah 33, we have a further revelation. Not only will Israel as a nation be restored, but also the kingly line and the priestly line. Even as the covenant with day and night, sun and moon are unbreakable, so also will God multiply his people. Compare Jeremiah 32, verses 35 and 36. Jeremiah 33 verse 24. The people of Israel were saying that God had forsaken them, and thus they were despising Israel. Jeremiah 33 verse 26. Mormons, British Israel, and others try to take Israel's place, but God gives to Israel promise after promise of their restoration. God promised to have mercy on them. If he promised it, he has the power to do it. It is marvelous to see the wonderful things happening. Today, God's purposes with Israel are beginning to come to pass. Jeremiah chapter 34. Last messages to Zedekiah. Jeremiah 34 verses 1 through 7. There is always a method in God's proceedings. The word from the Lord, not from Jeremiah, was sent to Zedekiah, the last king of Judah, during the siege of Nebuchadnezzar. Concerning Judah's captivity and Jerusalem's destruction, God decreed for Judah to be taken to Babylon. He gave another chance of escape to Zedekiah. He was warned he would not die by the sword, but in peace. But how? As we read in 2 Kings 25, verse 7, his children were slain before his eyes, and then he was blinded and brought bound to Babylon. It does not pay to reject God's word. Jeremiah chapter 34 verses 8 through 22. Zedekiah made a covenant with Jerusalem to proclaim liberty unto the Hebrew servants, but they failed, broke their covenant, and did not keep their promise. Because they refused to give liberty to their brethren, God proclaimed a different kind of liberty to the covenant breaker, the sword, pestilence, and famine. They imitated Abraham's covenant and passed between the parted calf. But in the Abrahamic covenant, God was the promising party. God keeps his word. Men cannot keep their promises. The Babylonian captivity followed. Jeremiah chapter 35. Rechabites, riders. Jeremiah 35 and 36 are connected. Jeremiah chapter 35 verses 1 through 11. Jeremiah was commanded to go to the house of the Rechabites, of Rechab, meaning to ride upon, and to offer them wine to drink. The Rechabites were a nomadic Arabian tribe, descendants of Jethro of Midian. They lived simple, temperate lives, not looking for an earthly city, but the heavenly one like their forefather Abraham did. They obeyed their father's command and refused the wine. The emphasis in Jeremiah 35 is on their obedience to an earthly father. Jeremiah 35 verses 12 through 19. Then the word of Jehovah came to him concerning Judah to receive instruction and not to disobey God's word. The Rechabites were an example. Israel's disobedience brought judgment upon them, whereas blessings were pronounced upon the Rechabites. There shall not fail a man of them to stand before me, the Lord, forever. Jeremiah 35:19. Obedience to an earthly father brought for them the privilege of being in God's presence. May the Lord enable us to have our ear nailed to the doorpost of God's perfect will. One student said that he loves this chapter because it reminds him of Philippians, the book of the racers. The Rechabites were riders, as their name indicates. If we listen and obey God's voice, we will become winners in the race. Jeremiah chapter 36. God's word burned. Jeremiah 36 verses 1 through 19. Now in Jeremiah 36, we read the very opposite. The word of Jehovah came to Jeremiah and told him to write in a scroll all the words that God spoke to him. It was a summing up of God's word. Baruch, a writer, wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words. Since Jeremiah was shut up, he sent his secretary, Baruch, to the house of God to read the words to all the people. Some took it to heart and were stirred. The word of God came in power. They were convicted and afraid. They saw the importance of bringing God's word to the king. The news went around. They questioned Baruch as to how he wrote the book and advised him and Jeremiah to hide while the word should be read to King Jehoiakim. Give the word of God in the power of the Spirit, and soon someone will desire a Bible study. Jeremiah 36 verses 20 through 32. Notice the difference between King Jehoiakim and the Rechabites. The Rechabites had respect for their earthly father's word. Jeremiah 35:18. But King Jehoiakim did not have any respect for God. When Jehud read portion by portion, Jehoiakim cut it out and burned it. He was not afraid. He was the first higher critic. But in spite of all criticism, God's word will not fail. We have the same conditions today. Germany started higher criticism. The King Jehoiakim intended to arrest Jeremiah and Baruch, but God hid them. God told Jeremiah to write another book with the same words. You cannot get away from the word of God. The word is living and quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. The word is a critic. It can discern as no man can, because he refused to hear the word of God. Severe judgment of King Jehoiakim was added. No one will sit on his throne, and his dead body will be thrown out.